Further discussion. So we're going to
send a vote.
Just so everybody's clear, we're going to be sending it back. 15C5 is the issue we're directly addressing, and the length of the float. That was our reason for sending it back. We can't say what else they may address. That's not totally up to us. So, like I said, we can see you again. Any further discussion?
I didn't understand the last comment. Until then, I thought you said that the only thing that the planning board is to address is the 15C5 issue, and they are to address nothing else?
In our opinion, yes.
So they're not allowed to address any other issue.
Well, we're finding out a lot tonight.
That's my question.
It's not mentioned in no statutes in 16 are mentioned.
Well, yeah, and that was kind of my point, because the ordinance provides that it has to be a positive finding has to be made. They didn't make a positive finding under Section 16.
Right. So that's why we didn't address it.
It's not in there. We really have to almost be blind to it.
And the reason it came out is because of testimony.
Okay, thank you.
But don't we as a board feel that they didn't address all of the issues that should have been addressed in 15 and 16?
We don't know that.
We
don't know that because
both
gentlemen have testified well about it,
but it didn't show up in the finding of facts.
Right. Which is...
which tells me that...
we don't
know. There.
Yeah, no, we don't know.
We don't know.
That's a good one. We have to decide that because
it was mentioned in there, but it wasn't addressed.
They took testimony on it. And there was... they took testimony on it. There was no specific listing of it at the end when they actually gave their reasons for denial. Let's see, Chair Cox says, I need a motion. I'm reading from the record here towards the end. And Brown, I make the motion that we take a vote with the list, and the list of, this is what it said, the facility is not consistent with the surrounding character and uses of the area. So that's 15C5, because, and they listed the because. So, unique character area, and blah, blah, blah. But that has to do, those are the reasons on 15C5. Right. Nothing is mentioned about any of the, that's the motion is to deny it. So, that is why they denied it, on the basis of denials on 15C5, which we've already decided that that's a misinterpretation of the ordinance, or misapplication.
So,
we're left with the fact that, do we assume that 16 was fine by the testimony, where they don't mention it, they don't use it, as a reason for denial, right?
You have two ways of looking at it. Either it was overlooked, or it was looked over and decided that they didn't need to address it. I mean, it gets a little complicated for us to address that, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, since it's an unknown, it's a reason for denial, isn't it? It's a reason to send it back if it's an unknown.
Well, it's a reason to send it back. And I think the issue is you don't really want to leave it hanging, right? Because otherwise, when it comes back, you still might not have answers on what they deny it based on, depending on what they decide on 15C. And I really think that this board wants to make sure that it tells the planning board what it thinks should happen, and whether that is either rule based on 15C and issue a permit because all the criteria appear to be met, meaning 16, or this board ought to say we can't decide on 16, so you need to give us further findings on that as well. But I think those are your options, and I really don't think you want to leave it hanging and say only talk about this, because if we come back another time, then maybe they've addressed that, but we still don't know what's happened on the other findings.
Mm-hmm.
think you want to make sure while you have it, and you give them as much instruction on what it should look like.
So we're going to amend your motion.
Well, no,
you can point. You can
yeah,
I think you do. But well, you can
we're still in discussion phase, and so it's up to the board to decide whether you want to address the 16 issue or not. I think that's the first thing you have to do.
I think our attorney is advising us what, two motions or something.
Yes, sir. That's what I was holding. You could, as I mentioned earlier. And it's to be clear, you could do it as two motions, which are basically things like two findings. I think you could send it back as a second reason to send it back. So one, you send it back with instructions on 15C, and then two, you might send it back with a decision that they issue further findings, or you could send it back saying that we find that you found that everything in 16 was complied with.
I individually have a problem sending it back because we have not directly addressed all of 16. We've heard testimony by both attorneys, but unless we go back now and review the both planning board things and bring that back around, we might even have to ask the planning board. I don't know if you're calling. It acts like we're retrying it, and I this is something new for me. Most of the time, the board doesn't retry things. So.
And that becomes the issue in terms of what whether they have given you a decision that you can review the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in favor of the Section 16, but just because I think it complicates it and we're doing their job.
I'm not either, because it was not mentioned in the decision.
But aren't we negligent if we don't mention it?
I don't know.
Couldn't they come back and bite us?
No.
I don't think it could, because it was addressed in the initial testimony on the application, and there was no objection to it.
Oh, you're bringing stuff in that wasn't addressed.
Right.
As far as we know, we have no record. Bill read through the, unless we've missed something. They didn't address it in any motion. They didn't address it by rejecting it. So
they had testimony on both sides on it.
They had
on the appeal too. They had expert testimony from on one side, and they had expert testimony on the other. That, contradict or conflicted, I should say, something that contradicts. So they did have testimony on of areas having to do with the wildlife, which was on that's section 16.
And they remain
that's
silent.
Section 16.
Yeah. Huh? They remain silent.
They deny it because of that. That's not right.
Well, yeah. All right. We have no standing to address that because it's not in their decision. That's my belief.
Well, the only thing I think we should talk about is their basis of denial.
Well, we're members of the planning board here tonight, so they're certainly going to be aware of it.
Yeah, well.
Whether it's in a motion or not.
Part of it being, Bill's thing is these items shouldn't be computed. That's part of the problem that we're addressing right now. When the issue comes to us, the facts we're supposed to deal with, we deal with the testimony. They point out each side's interpretation of the facts. But we're not supposed to go outside what we have for facts on the table. I agree that it almost sounds like 16 was talked about, maybe, but it's not addressed in the findings of facts. So,
or is it the reason for denial?
Wasn't as we read it. So,
correct.
So I think that unless you have a majority, the board wants to change it. Right now, we're addressing the motion is to send it back accept the appeal on the basis of 15C5, and to recommend that they accept the link. Right? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say it. That wasn't my motion anyway. But probably want to have the court.
You want to read that again then?
The motion was to remand. Remand it back to the planning board. can only address the question of law, which was the length of the flow, in specific with 15C5.
So that's the motion that's on the floor right now. Yeah, no, so we're still in the discussion phase, right?
Mm-hmm. We're not changing any more than that.
I'm not comfortable with not being, I need to be more specific myself. I mean, as far, I don't want to have to come back here. You know, and I need, I like to have it or go on, whatever it might go on. That's up to the, that's up to the parties, but. I want specific direction in that to the planning board to do it correctly. They, number one, I think if this does have the fact that they need, number one, it needs to say that we're remanding it back to, we're granting them appeal because the planning board misinterpreted the ordinance, number one, you know, which is 15C5. And was said in motion that directs them to evaluate that with, under the correct interpretation of the ordinance, although it's length only.
Length
of the floating ramp of the facility. So that's clear. And your argument is we shouldn't direct them to readdress or come up with findings on 16 or not.
I have a question whether we have. The Fred question in the 16, I have a question, we even have the authority, not even in the appeal.
There was no error, because it isn't mentioned.
It wasn't denied, though.
We can only rule if there's an error.
I understand what you're saying, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with a lot of testimony that it, perhaps it should have been addressed, but it wasn't. So.
I think if they address it, I'm not going to be a future predictor, but I'm just saying that they got to be very careful. There's obviously a motion involved in this whole thing regarding the shorebird habitat, wildlife, and wading bird feeding habitat. And if that was the case, if the planning board were to deny on that, you would have 75% of the wharf never been granted in the town of St. George.
Right. And none in the future.
And none in the future. That's because, you know, there's well over half of our shorefront in St. George that's in a moderate to high waterfowl areas, according to the DEP. So.
Well, we're not addressing that issue. If we take it back, I'm not sure how they're going to address it. Mr. Hodges will be at their meeting directing them again.
Mm-hmm. And we have a very narrow scope of what we're
What we're addressing is the appeal.
Yeah.
And on 15C5.
Yeah. I guess we're fine.
We didn't think they meant it. And, okay. So it's a very specific one. But everybody. Any more?
If you're directing them back to correctly apply 15C5
for the length of the flow.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Could we have Cherie read it one more time?
You could remand it back to the planning board because you feel the planning board misinterpreted the ordinance, specifically 15C5. And you want them to correctly apply 15C5, which is the length of the float.
So we accept the appeal.
You got it. Bring it right over. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good that now? No,
I'm not totally good with it either, but we have a very
within
narrow
the
range.
Scope you know, of our authority.
About what the decision on what's in the record. We're not the
Please step on me if I'm saying anything wrong here. We have to look at the record. Can we correctly interpret it that the record shows that they did evaluate Section 16.
They heard testimony.
Or not.
Well, they heard testimony.
They heard testimony. They took evidence on that issue.
On both sides.
I think what Mr. Ryan heard to say is, can you say that they evaluated it and decided that issue?
Right.
Or did they just hear evidence and then not decide the issue?
Mm-hmm. They didn't cite it as a reason for denial. No.
Once again, I point out, not facts of record that we are receiving.
Well, we have to go by the record. There's no doubt about that.
I guess
I want
to
talk about
that. The ordinance says the planning board is required to make a positive finding of these facts to approve any application. That's what it said. And they didn't make a positive finding.
Well, and I would say they denied it either. I mean, they didn't address it.
The ordinance requires them to have to make a positive finding.
And so they may want to make a finding.
And of the 10 permits that have been granted, or however many, 179, 197, or yours perhaps, how many times has the planning board actually gone through and made findings on this?
Sure.
I don't think on the ordinance, they have to make findings. Ordinance says so.
But I venture that it isn't the case here, and if it wasn't done here, it's not something that's out of character. And so what are we to make of it? That they did make findings or they didn't? We met our burden.
Mr. Chairman, I think the other point of what Mr. Gibbons is saying, and the counterpoint I could say, is they have to make positive findings to approve it. I think by making no finding, that is not a negative finding, because that would mean everything that they've been silent on means that they made a finding that the burden was not met, and I don't think you can go there either. I think what the ordinance says is to approve it, you have to make a positive finding on everything, and either you can infer that they made a positive finding, or you have to cite the record that they made a positive finding. Mm-hmm. I think the issue is right now we don't know what they decided.
You ready to vote? Hey, would you? You don't have enough people to change it.
You gonna try? You want to change it? Put an amendment or a change up?
No. No.
Okay. So we vote against it. Everybody ready to vote?
I don't think we have a second yet.
Yes.
Yeah. Do it for you.
Yeah, I
second it.
We're
not going to close the 16. We are voting for the on the base 15C5 Quebec, the length of the flow. So we're going to approve the appeal. All in favor? None opposed.
All five.
Yeah. Fred was a half vote.
Fred, you have to be a whole vote, not a half vote, dear. Thank you.
We don't do this.
Right. Fred, look who's behind me. He's watching you, you know.
And the written decision will be available.